This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT recognized at Solwazi Foundation's award ceremony in honor of Mensi High School, and three police officers giving evidence at ad hoc plead for protection. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The Mangosuthu University of Technology reaffirmed its commitment to its stakeholder relations agenda when it was formally recognized at the Solwazi Foundation's 10th awards ceremony in honor of Mensi High School's excellent performance in matric. The Solwazi Foundation's awards ceremony, held at the Inkosi Albert Luthuli International Convention Center on January 23, 2025, also acknowledged strategic partners who have contributed to sustained learner success in Amlotsi Township. Throughout the Solwazi Foundation's years of association, Mensi High School has achieved 100% pass rates, including during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The day-long program brought together more than 1,000 attendees, including Prince Kadi Zulu, founder of Solwazi Foundation, Princess Lungi Zulu, members of the Zulu royal family, KwaZulu-Natal Premier, Honorable Thomin Thuli, Mensi High School alumni, the class of 2025, parents, Department of Basic Education officials from the Amlotsi District and the province, and faith leaders from the Anglican Church and regional bishops as well as clergy from other churches. The ceremony was deeply spiritually rooted, reflecting the values that underpin Mensi High School's culture of discipline and excellence. As well as the values held by Solwazi Foundation, MUT was represented by the Marketing and Communications Department, led by Molly Mackays. The department works closely with Mensi High School on several ongoing initiatives to strengthen the school-to-university pipeline. The department's presence at the ceremony signaled the university's integrated approach to stakeholder engagement, in which communication, partnership development, and community uplift are aligned. In other news, the families of all 11 victims of last week's tragic crash in Isipingo have now identified their loved ones. The Department of Transport in KwaZulu-Natal says investigators assisted them at Park Rhino Mortuary, with the final identification completed on Tuesday afternoon. A truck collided with a minibus taxi on the old R102 in Lotus Park last week. Authorities say the trucker lost control in rainy conditions before crashing into an overloaded taxi, and that the truck's tires were worn out. The department's Nebzingel Sibiya says the victims, aged between 18 and 69, include two people from the Eastern Cape. He says the others will be laid to rest in KwaZulu-Natal. And finally, South African influencer Thabising Mopi, known as Pink Fur, has been making waves on X for pursuing her musical aspirations. However, she is also facing criticism for her handling of social media disputes. The influencer has dropped a new song, I'm Back, featuring rising artist Pretty Prince and featuring visuals reminiscent of classic Nigerian R&B, released 4 days ago on YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. Pink Fur, an artist recently noted by many observers as having the potential to become South Africa's answer to Tyler, has released a new track. This follows her two earlier releases, Baby Fever and Make It Rain. Recapping your stories this hour, MUT alumni appointed to head DSTI's innovation agency. And, Isipingo crash victims identified, KwaZulu-Natal Transport confirms, I'll be back with more news at the top of the hour. For your MUT Radio News, I am Leah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.